You know, just like our local longtime state representative Dan Lowers makes the jump from the state house to the state senate, so does Macomb County's Peter Lucido, sworn in yesterday as a new state senator. He's on the line with us right now. Senator Lucido, good morning.
Hey, good morning, and good morning to all the listeners.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Well, right off the bat, it looks like something that was, I know, near and dear to your heart in the House is something that the new House is going to take up, and that's legislation to change the civil assets forfeiture laws in Michigan.
That's right. You know, I'm very pleased to see that their initiative is actually my initiative. In fact, I dropped the bill also. It just hasn't been read in yet. I'm glad the Speaker took the courage, and it's the number one priority of the House, and I'm thrilled that they're going to move it forward. And now that I'm in the Senate and being on the Judiciary and Public Safety Commission as the chairman, I think we're going to have a lot more speed to get this thing through and protect the citizens of the state.
Explain the legislation, what it would change, how it would change it, and maybe why it's taken so long to get there.
Well, it's dynamics in politics, but the nature of civil asset forfeiture is as follows. Police officers have an absolute right, any law enforcement, to take people's property if they believe, under probable cause, that the property is tied to criminal activity or an instrumentality of a crime, which means the money that they've earned bought this property, and as such, they have a right to take it. There used to be a law that says that they had to post a bond within 21 days to go ahead and fight for their property. So optically, that looked terrible. You've diminished the credibility of a police officer, especially if policing for profit, if that's going to continue. So there was a motive that people saw optically that police would take property or money because they were backfilling their own budgets or pension funds or whatever else they wanted to think about. Mm-hmm. Today, there's no more bond that anybody has to post. You just have to go ahead and say, I am fighting for the money or the property. Well, that's good. That's a good start. But the reality is, let's say that they don't put the proper paperwork in. 21 days later, the police have a right to sell your property and keep the proceeds and keep your money, and you're barred from going to get it back. I believe, as I did from the start of my career here in the legislature, that somebody has an absolute property right that they taught me in law school, and that you have an absolute right to be heard under due process, and no one should have the right to take, let alone sell, the property when there's not alone no charges even being brought, let alone a conviction. So now the law is going to say, until somebody's been convicted, you cannot dispose of the property. And even after conviction, you still have your appellate rights, so you're still going to be protected. It's a good start. It's not going to be the final phase that I see.
Well, there certainly seems to be bipartisan support for this right now.
There was in the House, too. When I got the bill out of the House last term, when I was in the House, not the Senate, I'm in the Senate, when we got it out of the House last time, it was an overwhelming tsunami of support, both D's and R's. So it's about the people that we're trying to protect. And as a result, when it got to the Senate, there was no reason to stop this bill. But the chairman of the judiciary last term was Senator Jones, and he was a former sheriff. And it gave it very bad optics. In fact, it didn't really pass the smell test as to why we didn't have a hearing and why we didn't get this thing motored out of there to be a vote on the entire Senate floor. Why? These are people from around the state. One person shouldn't have wield that authority, hold back a bill that has bipartisan support.
Speaking of bipartisan support, I mean, now you have a Democratic governor, you've got a Republican legislature. Do you think we're going to see a lot of bipartisanship going on, or is are we likely to see gridlock come in at some point?
No. I'm going to tell you, we may disagree on certain things. There may be an aisle that has D's and R's on either side.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the people of the state of Michigan are put us here in these jobs. And I can tell you, the dynamics have started off wonderfully in that we are talking and we are sitting there trying to come up with resolutions on the number two issues. One is the roads, but more importantly is the car insurance, because if you don't even have the money to buy car insurance, you're never going to get on the road.
Right.
So the reality is we've got a great bunch of people up here that are trying their best to do something. Everybody out there says, well, why can't you just do this? Well, it takes votes. This is what the Constitution told us. This is how it's got to be done. There's not a dictatorship. It'd be real easy. But yesterday I met with the governor when we had our swearing in and everything, and she shook my hand and said, look, you know, Lucido, I'm looking forward to hanging with you and getting some issues resolved, because this state needs to have civility and partisanship, and that's what this is about. Don't make it about parties. Make it about the people.
Well, that's kind of what she ran on, and you know that. And of course, as she said, and as you said, got to fix the damn roads. And I guess the devil's in the details, trying to figure out how to pay for that. Do you think you'd be able to come up with some kind of an agreement? Yeah, go ahead.
I've got the solution.
All right.
I've got the solution. It's very easy for all the listeners. Southeast Michigan, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, we'll use them as Southeast Michigan right now. We'll throw in Port Huron. We'll throw in,
okay,
you know, some, you know, we'll throw it in. But here's where we're at. Southeast Michigan registers 4.2 million vehicles, that's cars and trucks and motorcycles, per year. The entire state of Michigan registers 7 million vehicles. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
So we are way above 50% of the vehicles in the state. Where are our roads the worst? Southeast Michigan. And as a result, I put a bill in for this term. I'm hoping I get a hearing right away. I'm going to meet with the governor and her staff, and I want to explain that Southeast Michigan has the worst roads in the state because we have the heaviest vehicular and truck traffic in the state. Keep the registration fees where the car is registered in the area or the county in which your car is being driven or housed. And here's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance companies in the state say that when you register your vehicle, you generally drive 20 to 25 miles around that area where you're actually garaging that vehicle. Now, if you have your listeners call in, they are going to affirm or disagree. I drive generally 20 to 25 miles. I don't, because I got to come to Lansing,
right,
in Shelby Township. But that's only a couple days that I do this. Mm-hmm. I come up on a Tuesday and I go back on a Wednesday. I'm sorry, Thursday, 3 days. The reality is, if people's money went exclusively through to the roads where the registration fees are, and they do, every listener out there should realize every single penny on the registration fee when you register your car every year goes to the roads. The gas tax, that's where you've got what's called a fruit pie. You've got some going to roads, you got some going to education, you got some going to the MEDC, you got some going here and there. It's ridiculous how they did it. If they would just keep and stay in one lane with the money, people won't have these problems. And I tell you, Southeast Michigan will have more money to fix the roads if they keep the registration fee money in the county in which the vehicles are registered. And guess what? She'll be able to bring back to Southeast Michigan, who put her in office, mm-hmm, I fixed the damn roads, because our roads in Southeast Michigan will be better. Why should I send my money up north where I'm not driving every day?
Yeah. It makes sense. You think you'll get support for that?
Oh, I know I'll get support from all Southeast Michigan, and I just need to get 56 votes in the House and 20 votes in the Senate to make it happen. And guess what? I'm going to start poaching every legislator I can for that initiative, because I don't think our money should be going way up north when we don't go there just to vacation or go to visit.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess what I meant was, do you think you'll get support from those folks up north and outstate?
I got to ask them this. How inequitable is this? Why do you want to fight with me on something that's fair? I'm giving the money where I'm registering my vehicle, where the insurance industry has already did a study and said, you're generally driving between 20 and 25 miles from where the car is registered, therefore, or the vehicle. Therefore, why do our roads look the way they do? Mainly because of all the vehicular traffic that is down in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting proposal. I can't wait to see where this goes. It sounds like there is at least, and I know this is day two of this new legislature, but there seems to be a real sense I'm getting out of Lansing of bipartisanship, of optimism for the coming year. You feeling that?
Yeah, I have to feel that, and here's why. If we were sent to Lansing to do a job, because that's what my motto that I ran on. I went to Lansing to do a job, not get a job. I had a great job before I left Shelby Township. If I'm coming up here to do a job, I have to work with both parties. Look at the disconnect and discord in Washington. We should not emulate or respectively even try to simulate what's going on over there. We have an absolute duty to sit down at the table, stay there all night, and come up with a plan. It may not be the best plan, but it may be a plan for compromise, and that's the only way things get done in this state.
Absolutely. Senator, next time you're in Port Huron, stop by and say hi.
Love to see you guys, because I love your restaurants along the water up there.
Well, we'll see you hopefully sometime sooner rather than later.
And you know what? I got that bad habit. I like to eat.
Yeah, I've got the same habit. Three times a day at least. Pete, take care.
Have a great morning.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.